Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie and find out more.
Ruth, thank you very much for that. Now, Budget 2024 will be unveiled on October 10th, and with last-minute talks and deals on the table, the Fianna Fáil Social Protection Committee has been meeting with organisations ahead of the upcoming budget today. But what exactly is being promised? Well, joining us to discuss all of this further, and indeed other budget issues, is Sinn Féin TD Mac Carthy and Fianna Fáil TD Paul McAuliffe, and you're both very welcome to the programme. Paul McAuliffe, your party held a social protection roundtable discussion. Key organisations were present ahead of the upcoming budget. Can talk to us a little bit about who was there and what did you promise them?
Yeah, well, look, we had over 20 different organisations from Social Justice Ireland, One Parent Family, Disability Federation and many others. And I suppose the engagement was focused initially on the upcoming budget. And I think there were some very clear asks that came from those people in the room. It gave them an opportunity to pitch the pre-budget submissions, which many of the different organisations have been holding and hosting here in Leinster House and elsewhere over the last couple of weeks. It gave us an opportunity to bring together some of the teams in that. I think the three key things for me that came out of it was going further and recognising the real cost of disability. Minister McGrath made a payment last year. I think that was welcomed, but I think the real cost of disability needs to be recognised, and many groups in the room asked for that to be a key issue. Tackling child poverty and using the social protection system to do that, particularly around one-parent families who often find themselves in that in some of the lowest incomes in the state. And the third issue, and I think the critical one for Minister McGrath, Mr Donoghue, is how do we keep track with the rate of inflation? The once-off payments last year, by and large, protected people's incomes. But as we head into a second budget, the question will be, can we do that? And the figure sort of being floated in the room tonight was anything between 20 and 27 euro as the rate that would need to be embedded into core pension, disability and other rates in order to keep track with inflation. So the question will be is, what rate will that be when mixed in with once-off payments that might come this year as well?
And
so
was that answer given to you by the groups that were attending today?
Yeah, I think most of the groups would prefer a increase in the core rate, and I think they were joined by many people, many Fianna Fáil colleagues in the room, who felt that the best way of embedding that over time would be an increase in the core rate. But there was also an acknowledgement that the once-off payments last year were really helpful to people, and they did help people meet particularly some of the energy issues, but also some of the other issues.
What sort of increase in the core rate are we talking about?
Well, obviously, Minister McGrath, Mr Donoghue will be setting that rate. But certainly from my perspective as a spokesperson of Social Protection for Fianna Fáil, I think I'll be joined by many of my colleagues in the backbenches, we want to make sure that whatever mix that is, that the real standard of living for a pensioner or somebody with disability is not reduced or eaten away by inflation. Because there's no point us having new schemes if inflation then...
Just as an example, Social Justice Ireland are calling for 25 euro increase in Budget 2024 in core social welfare rates. Is that something that you think is possible?
Well, as I say, it will depend on what the once-off payments are as well. But whatever the connection are, and the ESRI did a very good audit last year of the once-off payments, and they said on balance that the once-off payments and the increase kept track with inflation. And we want to make sure that that balance between the once-off payments and the core increases again match that again.
McCarthy, would that also be your plan from Sinn Féin?
Well, I have to say, in the first instance, to listen to Paul, you would think that it was a series of, you know, just interested individuals from the Fianna Fáil parliamentary party meeting that were having a nice chat with a number of organisations. I think at the end of the day, the budget will either pass or fail due to Paul and his colleagues' votes. So they will have very much an input, and to suggest that one group wants this and another group wants this, and we'll have to see where the minister lands, I think is slightly disingenuous, because the parties of government can set out very clearly what their priorities are, as Sinn Féin will next week when we launch our alternative budget. And of course, that will include a sizeable social welfare package that recognises the realities for many families. And of course, it will include one-off payments, but it will necessarily include permanent increases that begin next year. And I think it's crucially important
So what about you and the €25 then that Social Justice Ireland is calling for?
Well, as I say, Sinn Féin will be launching our alternative budget next week, and we are outlining and dealing with how we address the issues that are necessary for the families that rely on those payments, particularly people with disabilities who have seen their additional costs, and additional costs are associated for people with disabilities. Clearly, that has to be recognised in budget, but so also is the need to prioritise children, including increasing child benefit, because we have to have a focus on children and families on social welfare on lower incomes, because they have been particularly impacted by the cost of living
crisis. Okay, so increases all around is what I'm hearing from both of you, but no commitment.
Just about increases, I think there's opportunity for the state to decrease the costs it puts on families as well. And we've seen this year how the state, for example, with the free school book scheme or abolishing inpatient charges or the extension of the hot school meals programme, they're all ways that the state can reduce charges that it charges. So it's a mix here between increases, supporting people who are working, the tax changes, and then the charges that are posed by the state. And I think if Matt is going to be a minister or a backbencher in any government, he'll know that this is exactly how it works. We advocate on behalf of the groups that come into our clinics every day, and we hope that the ministers can put together
so
unfortunately, for many of those groups and many of those people who are impacted by the cost of living crisis, they have lived the reality of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael budgets over the past number of years, and they've seen the cost of living crisis hitting them hard. They've seen that the measures haven't been sufficient to address those. They have seen over the past number of weeks government actually directly increasing the cost of those who have to drive in order to get to work or to bring their kids to school.
They've seen the housing crisis last year when they said that we did keep people ahead of inflation because of the one-off payments.
Well, talk to people in your own constituency, Paul, who I think will be able to tell you that when you couple the increased costs in housing, for example, and the housing crisis has got worse over the past year, as Sinn Féin articulated and predicted it would. But also the costs in terms of groceries, in terms of
the cost of living that we have discussed on the programme throughout the year. I want to talk to you about the defence budget because a lot of talk over the last 24 hours about everything that's happened, I suppose, down in the south of the country, and the big drug seizure off Cork, €157 million of cocaine, largest in the history of the state. A lot of praise, in particular, Paul McAuliffe, for the Army Rangers. And then a lot of talk about how they're not getting the funding that they need. Will they get the funding in the budget?
Yeah, look, I think it is a well-stated position by the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, that investment into the Defence Forces is needed. As Minister of Defence, he's committed to that. As a government, we've committed to the future of the Defence Forces funding, and that has been well rehearsed. I suppose what the Defence Forces want to see now is action, and over the last 24 hours we've seen the benefit of having well-trained Defence Forces, and we've also seen the threat of if that wasn't there.
So I wonder, with the funding that is being committed to by 2028 in Ireland, with the funding that's being committed to, 0.7% of our overall budget will be going on defence spending, which is way below the EU average of 1.2%. Are we simply, even with what we have committed, not doing anywhere near enough?
I don't believe we are, and I think we do need to go further, particularly in terms of cyber security. We saw with the HSE attack that Ireland is particularly vulnerable in terms of cyber security. I think the government is committed to going further, and I suppose we have to also respond to the issues of recruitment.
Just to be clear, what you're saying there, are you saying when the government's committed to going further, then what has already been committed? Is that what you're saying? Should we expect to see more in the defence budget this year than has been committed?
I would like to see that, both for the people who are working in the Defence Forces and their own terms and conditions, but also for Ireland's security. Like, we're in a much changed landscape, and if there are resources to be spent, obviously I want them prioritised on social protection and other measures, as public services. But we have to start to see the Defence Forces as one of those key public services.
And of course, that is the problem, Matt Carthy, isn't it? That when you start spending more in defence, you do have to take from other areas, like, for example, social welfare.
Well, I don't necessarily think it's a neither or, because I think what we saw yesterday, for example, in what was an outstanding operation, and I think all the agencies, but particularly the Defence Forces, need to be commended for it, is that investment in the Defence Forces, when done right, when targeted in the right places, can actually be of huge benefit to society and to the state.
It is neither or, though, isn't it? That's what the budget's all about.
Well, in the sense that if we don't invest in our defence forces, there is actually also a cost. And unfortunately, we have a situation whereby you talk about the government's commitments. Government's commitment is to increase the establishment figure of the defence forces from 9,500 personnel to 11,500 personnel. At the moment, there is less than 8,000 personnel, and that number has been going down every single year of this government.
How much would Sinn Féin spend more than what the government is committed to?
So we would spend enough to reach the level of two ambition, which would be to reach the 11,500 members of the Defence Forces. And what that would require in the first instance is the establishment of the implementation of the working time directive within the Defence Forces. It has been cited time and time again by the Defence Forces representative organisations as the biggest barrier to recruitment and the biggest reason for the loss of personnel within the Defence Forces. This year, we heard it in Oireachtas Committee yesterday, that more people will leave the Defence Forces.
The government has approved a move to level two of ambition.
But they're not actually doing the work that is required in order to reach it. And as I say, and I'm giving you an example in terms of the working time directive, something that has been cited time and time again as critical if we want to address the hemorrhaging in terms of Defence Forces numbers that we're currently witnessing. Government haven't even brought forward the heads of bill in relation to the legislation that would be required.
OK, so it's not that you'd spend more, it's that you would do more.
And what we would also do is increase the level of capital spending in order to reach the level of two ambition. In a much more speedy manner than government are currently doing.
Matt Carthy, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I just want to be clear how Sinn Féin's position differs from what government is doing. So government at the moment has committed to increasing the defence budget from 1.1 billion to 1.5 billion by 2028. How does your position differ?
We would do that quicker.
But not only that,
what we would actually do...
Can you give me a date, please?
What we would actually do, Sarah, in all fairness, is actually address what is currently happening, which is that we are seeing the situation getting worse. As I said, there are more people...
I'm asking you a really simple question here now, okay? What would you do different to what government is proposing? You're saying you'd do it more quickly than 2028. When would you do it by?
Sarah, we can't do anything until we reverse the decline in Defence Forces numbers. So this year, as I was trying to say twice now, more people will leave the Defence Forces than will actually be recruited. That is...
I understand that, but that's not what I'm asking you. So you're saying that we need more funding in the Defence Forces. You want to go to level two of ambition. I'm telling you that's what the government has already said they're going to do.
And what I'm asking you quite simply is,
when are you going to do it? You said you'd do it quicker.
What I'm explaining to you is that under the current trajectory, government aren't actually doing it because they are overseeing the systemic undermining of our defence forces, which is resulting in more members of the defence forces leaving than joining. What I would like to see is to reach that point of capacity as quickly as possible. But in order to do that, we have to address the fact that we do not have the personnel that are required. So if we take, for example, the naval services, and we saw them at their best yesterday, we actually have made capital investments that we can't utilise because we don't have the staff to operate our ships in our seas. Mm. So we have the current situation where we have only two, at the most, ships in our seas at any given time. Yeah. That is not sufficient for the amount of waters that our naval services are expected to monitor and to protect. And if we want to address that, we have to ensure that we have the naval personnel. There is already budget for an establishment figure of 886, but there is only 711 members of the naval services, and therein lies the problem.
All right, Paul McAuliffe.
Look,
two patrol vessels of the naval service available to go back to sea until the new year.
Yeah, look, part of the difficulty with Matt is that he's focusing on spending money in the budget, but we have to remember that all of the current budget proposals are based on the fact that we have a very successful economy and that we've managed that economy well over the last number of years, and that gives us the resources to respond to these. It also gives us the challenges.
I know, Paul, you can't always point to the economy when the defence forces are in the state that they are in at the moment.
I absolutely can, Sarah, because if we didn't have a strong economy, if we were following some of the anti-enterprise policies of Sinn Féin, we wouldn't have any of the resources that we have.
Well, what good are the resources if the defence forces have been allowed to decline to the point that they're in at the moment?
No, and I've accepted that criticism, and government has accepted that criticism, and we do want to reverse the decline, and we've set out a clear plan for it. But my overall point here is that there is no point calling for everything in terms of spending and not recognising that we need to protect the economy and we need to grow it. And the government over the last 3 years has very strongly protected this economy. And when you look at other European countries...
Yeah, we're not talking about the economy, though. We're talking about the defence forces.
But that's part of the problem, Sarah. Sometimes when we're talking about budget, we only talk about spending and we don't talk about what is really important is the income that's coming in. And the only reason that we have large income from corporation tax and from many other things is because this government has managed the economy well over the last few years.
It allows us to do what we want to do
in terms of social
We'll leave
protection.
It there. Thank you both very much for joining us. No doubt more budget discussions in our future. That's Matt Carthy and Paul McAuliffe.